There's one more question that deals with this issue of change or steadfast. This is one that has an impact. They have an impact on each other. So that this question is called direction, which is the direction of growth. So remember, we said that whether you're change or steadfast, you're going to grow as the main character. You're going to grow in your resolve, or you're going to grow to the point that you can throw away your paradigm. But the question is, which direction are you going to grow? Now, for a change character, this feels to an audience differently than it feels for a steadfast character. If you have a change character, it's do they have to stop doing something that's really causing the problem, or do they have to start doing something that could have always resolved the problem? You see a lot of situations where you say, the main character's going along and they're doing things, and you say, if they just wouldn't do that, everything would be fine. If they just stopped doing that, we wouldn't have a problem in this story. On the other hand, you have situations where the main character, something is already going wrong in the story, and you say, if they would just do this, they could undo it. Why don't they just do that? Well, the question here is, do they have a chip on their shoulder or a hole in their heart, as it were? If they have a chip on their shoulder, it means they have a characteristic that is actually the irritant in the story. One of their characteristics is a bad one that they have to divest themselves of, shed off, in order to stop the problem from happening. And in the other case, they have a start story, which is where you have a hole in their heart or a hole in their character. And that hole means that they are not going to be able to resolve the problems of the story that they have. That's the key, is unless they grow this trait, develop this trait within themselves, this characteristic. So it's like, do you need to grow by growing into something or by growing out of something? Growing out of something is stop, growing into something is start. And you find a character like Scrooge, for example. You look at him and you say, is it because he has to stop something or because he has to start something? He's a change character. Which is it? Does he have to stop or does he have to start? Any ideas?
He has to start.
You don't see Scrooge going out with whips in the sweat houses doing things. You don't see him in most of the versions of the story. And here's also why some of the versions feel differently, is that in some stories, most stories, they have him where it's that he has to develop generosity.
Yeah, everybody comes to him and asks for things and he says no.
But he's not proactively going out and causing the problem. In some interpretations, they have him out foreclosing on people and doing this. And when they do that, it changes the feel of it from what the original was. Because the original was, here's a guy who is not so much greedy as he is insensitive. That's the real story. And because of that, since he has no generosity, he just goes about business for business sake like any business person would. But then he has nothing in his heart to make him give from what he has had and to take it and put it where it's needed. So he's a character who has to grow that within himself. He has to start doing something, not that he has to stop. That's always the question. Is now he's made all this money in business, he's made it, now he's generous, he's going to give it all away and be a pauper soon, you know? Or is the message of the story that, no, the only way that you can really do all these good works is to be a terrible miser to begin with, so that you have developed the money so you can give it away and help other people? No, the message is he can keep on doing his business practices, but then if he's got this new thing of generosity, he can take some of that profit that he's got and put it to those that need it, or give leniency where it's required. So he's a character that, in the traditional sense, has to grow by starting something as opposed to stopping a trait that would be a bad one. I'm talking about a steadfast story. The focus of the story is different because we're talking about a character who's going to stick by their guns, and as a result of it, they are doing what they're doing, trying to hold out or trying to affect things so that something in their environment will start, or something in their environment will stop. For a steadfast character like Job again, well, what's he? Is he somebody who's waiting for something to start or waiting for something to stop? It's very clear in that case. And waiting doesn't have to mean passive. It just means they're holding out. Now, they can be holding out by trying all kinds of active things to make something start or make something stop. But the point is that, is there a bad thing that they don't like that's currently existing that they're trying to get rid of? Again, it's a matter of emphasis. Or is there something good that they want to have happen that isn't starting yet, that they're trying to make happen? And that's what a steadfast character would look like in Start and Stop. Unless there are any other questions about that, I'd like to move on to Doer or Beer.
Just one quick question. You have an example of, I'm thinking of Dr. Richard Kimball, it seems like it's a stop situation, right?
He is a steadfast stop.
Yeah, Chris
Joe, I think, is a steadfast stop. Yes. We have an example of a steadfast dart.
I just so happen to have two.
Yes.
Steadfast dart. Ray Kinsella, the Kevin Costner character in Field of Dreams, he's built this thing, and he's waiting for something to happen to give it meaning so he can enjoy the fun. Everybody else seems to be enjoying it or relating to it, and he isn't, yet he started the whole thing. And he's waiting for that, at which point when his father comes out, and then it begins.
Okay.
Another one is the character of George and Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. There's the George and Martha, the Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton characters in the film. And he's waiting for Martha, he's holding out, waiting for Martha to be able to tell the difference between reality, between truth and illusion. Because she, even though she's constantly claiming that he can, she's completely in the weeds. And he wants the marriage to work, and he waits, and eventually is able to bring it about so that it's going. The relationship is going to start healing. The marriage is going to begin healing after they've killed, quote unquote, their son.
Okay.
So those are two examples of steadfast starts.